This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has departed for his two-day official visit to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. In his departure statement, Prime Minister Modi said that India deeply values its long and historic ties with Saudi Arabia that have acquired strategic depth and momentum in recent years. He added that he is eager to connect with the vibrant Indian community in Saudi Arabia, which continues to serve as the living bridge between the two nations and make immense contributions to strengthening the cultural and human ties. Mr. Modi asserted that he looks forward to participating in the second meeting of the Strategic Partnership Council and built upon the highly successful state visit of Prince Mohammed bin Salman to India in 2023. In an interview with Arab News, Prime Minister Modi has hailed the limitless potential of India-Saudi Arabia ties, calling the kingdom a trusted friend and strategic ally. He highlighted the deepening of bilateral relations since the launch of the Strategic Partnership Council in 2019 and praised the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman's leadership and Vision 2030 reforms. More from our Dubai correspondent.
Prime Minister Modi's visit to Jeddah is expected to yield several new agreements in strengthening collaboration in key areas such as regional stability, energy security, defense and economic growth. A major focus will be on the proposed India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor, or IMEC. The corridor has the potential to spur economic growth, create employment and lower greenhouse gas emissions. The Indian diaspora in Jeddah has expressed immense enthusiasm and pride over Prime Minister Modi's visit. Prime Minister will receive a warm and traditional welcome later in the day, including cultural performances, reflecting the strong connection the diaspora maintains with their homeland. With shared ambitions reflected in Saudi Arabia's Vision 2030 and India's expanding global role, the strengthened collaboration promises mutual growth, enhanced security and greater opportunities for the vibrant Indian diaspora. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashvani News from Jeddah.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi held talks with the U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance in New Delhi last night. Both the leaders reviewed the progress in various areas of bilateral cooperation. They welcomed the significant progress in the negotiations for a mutually beneficial India-U.S. bilateral trade agreement focused on welfare of the people of the two countries. They also noted continued efforts towards enhancing cooperation in energy, defense, strategic technologies and other areas. The government has declared a three-day state mourning as a mark of respect to Supreme Pontiff of the Holy See, Pope Francis, who passed away yesterday. 2 days of state mourning will be observed today and tomorrow. 1 day's state mourning will be observed on the day of the funeral. During the period of the state mourning, the national flag will be flown at half-mast throughout India on all buildings where the national flag is flown regularly, and there will be no official entertainment. Today is Earth Day. The day is celebrated worldwide to demonstrate support for environmental protection. The theme this year is Our Power, Our Planet. Union Home Minister Amit Shah will inaugurate the Save Earth Conclave at NASC Complex in New Delhi today to explore the potential of bamboo to mitigate climate change and drive economic growth. Pasha Patel, the chairman of the Chief Minister's Task Force for Environment and Sustainable Development in Maharashtra, said that Mr. Shah would inaugurate the conclave, which is being organized by Phoenix Foundation Sanstha Latur and the Indian Chamber of Food and Agriculture. Nearly 1,200 delegates from across the country are expected to attend the conclave. Union Road Transport and Highways Minister Nitin Gadkari and Union Environment Minister Bhupendra Yadav are also scheduled to address separate sessions at the day-long conclave. The organizers will also give away the India Sustainability Awards 2025 to 15 pioneers who have led transformative change in climate action and green innovation. U.S. stocks and the dollar plunged again as President Donald Trump intensified his attacks on the head of the U.S. Central Bank, calling him a major loser for not lowering interest rates. In a social media post, Trump urged the Federal Reserve Chair, Jerome Powell, to cut interest rates to help boost the economy, claiming that Powell had consistently been too slow to respond to economic changes. The S&P 500, which tracks 500 of the biggest U.S. companies, fell roughly 2.4% last night. It has lost roughly 12% of its value since the start of the year. In IPL cricket today, the Lucknow Super Giants will take on Delhi Capitals in Lucknow. The match is scheduled to begin at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.